You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Empire Antiques in Sylvester, Georgia, Destiny Fitness, Five Star Nutrition, Crunch Fitness, Wintersville Fitness, Fit Mix, Valdosta Bike Center, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and Max Fitness of Warner Robins. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we welcome Bill Osborne with the Morning Drive. There he is watching us today. Bill, thank you for joining us again today.
Welcome, Bill.
And Blake, all the way from Canada, thank you for joining us tonight. We have a pretty big show tonight, Jim. I'm very excited about our guest tonight.
Oh, so am I. So am I. Wonderful guest.
8 times Miss Olympia, Miss Linda Murray, will be calling in from, I believe, Arizona, and talking to us tonight. And Jim, not only was she 8 times Miss Olympia, I mean, she's right there with Lee Haney, you know, on the 8 times part.
Those 8 championships, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right. She's the female version of him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just a wonderful, gracious lady. But she is quite accomplished. I mean, she owns a lot of businesses, and I mean, I just couldn't believe it when she sent me her her resume. Basically, it was incredible.
That's right. You know, not only a world-class athlete, she's an entrepreneur, she's a motivator, she is a lot of things.
Well, it's you know, it's just an honor to have her on the show, and she's just going to tell us about her experiences, how she got into bodybuilding. But not only that, she's got a huge show coming up in Atlanta, Georgia in July, the Atlanta Pro, with 9 different pro divisions, IFBB, as well as amateur, the NPC side, the amateur division.
Well, that's quite a project, but if anybody can pull it off, it's her.
Definitely, it will be her. We got to interview her shortly at the NPC conference in February, and what an honor that was. So we really got to know her.
Really, really enjoyed talking with her. Such a kind-hearted person.
Yes, she is. But also, Roland Huff from over in Columbus, Georgia. He's a NPC promoter. He's an IFBB pro. He's an IFBB judge, I believe, too. He's got a show coming up that we'll be attending over in Columbus next weekend.
That's right. And it's been a couple of years since we've been there, so I'm looking forward to getting back to Columbus to see one of Roland's shows.
He puts on a great show. He has a fitness portion to it, fitness model portion. So I think it's going to be exciting times. So he'll be calling in first, briefly, just before Linda, and then we're going to dive right in. Jim, one of the things that I learned about Linda Murray was, you know, she's the co-producer of FemFlex Friday. You can see that on the Olympia TV YouTube channel. You know, she's been on several documentaries. I accidentally saw her on Killer Sally on Netflix the other day. So that was kind of interesting to me. She owns and operates Crystal Planet Nutrition, which has anti-aging products. She's a spokesperson for Wings of Strength, which is the sister company to the Olympia. And she also is a sports editor for Muscle and Fitness Online.
Very impressive resume.
Yes, very impressive resume. But we don't want to forget, too, that Jake Croft's event is coming up right here in Valdosta, Georgia, April the 15th. The strongman competition.
Strongman competition.
But they got to be super
strong.
That's
on my calendar.
Yes, that's going to be so exciting. Thank you for joining us, Shannon and Lindsay. Thank you for joining us. 8 times Miss Olympia is going to be with us, so you'll want to hear from her tonight. And, yeah, Jake Cross event, the first time ever in South Georgia, so I'm really looking forward to that. But we have really been blessed. Recently, we just have a new platinum sponsor, Dr. Max Sims from over in Tifton, Georgia. He's an orthopedic surgeon. He's an inventor. He invented something to help with back surgery. So he's a world-renowned back surgeon.
Yes.
And from our neck of the woods. And I knew his family well. I've known Max since he was a little boy. And he has taken an interest in our show, in the NPC Night of the Gladiators. He's going to be our team doctor and be there with us that night of the show. And then, of course, he's going to be one of our platinum sponsors. So we welcome Dr. Max Sims as a platinum sponsor for NPC Night of the Gladiators.
So glad to have him on board.
So glad to have him, yes. And I'm just getting excited about our show, Jim, over in Tifton at the UGA Center, August the 26th. So if you don't have anything to do that day, you want to come over and see these great athletes. They're coming from all over. I think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be good. We've got a wonderful health and fitness expo. We're going to have a fitness model portion to ours, too. Our calendar will be doing that, getting that ready for 2024, our Fit Talk calendar, and going to be collaborating with a big person. Everybody's going to be very excited about that. So we'll be talking more about that. But hello to Danny Johnson, and thank you for joining us today.
And Lori Tucker.
And Lori Tucker, thank you for joining us, Lori. Had some really nice comments from last week's show. A lot of people enjoyed that. And thank y'all all for tuning in.
Yeah, I thought it was a good show.
It was. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. And hopefully Roland will be on the phone with us to tell us all about the Tri-City Classic right here on Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim. And thanks for joining us, Todd Payette, Natalie Rippey, and Danny Johnson.
And Shannon Watkins, we love Crunch Fitness too. So thank you for being part of Fit Talk. We need to have the Crunch Girls on. They haven't been here in a while, Jim.
Let's get them in here.
Let's get those Crunch Girls in here to talk about what's going on over there. But, you know, we've got a lot of exciting things that are happening, and it's just great. The weather's good, Jim. You know, if you're feeling good, get out there and get on that bicycle, put on your running shoes, do what you got to do, but let's get out there and get fit this spring.
Oh, yeah. It's getting that time of year, right? And I hope that we've had our last cold spell. I'm not going to say for sure, but I hope we have. And, you know, love to get outside and ride the bicycle or hike the trails and, you know, all that.
Well, we're looking forward to going to St. Augustine next week for spring break. So I'm hoping we're going to get a little bit of that in next week.
That's right. Get a little beach time in.
A little beach time in and see what all we can come up with. You know, I'm very excited because I showed you the template, but we are having a great new trophy made for MPC Night of the Gladiators. And it's so cool.
Yeah, I saw the design, saw the drawing, and yeah, I like it. I like the idea.
I think it's going to be for our first place competitors. All right, let's see who's on the line. I bet it's Roland.
Yes, yes. Hey, Miss Maria.
Hey, Roland. Welcome to Fit Talk.
All right. Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
We're good. We're good, Roland.
Roland, you are just probably just busy, busy, busy because you're just days away from your big show coming up.
Yes, yes. We got about, I'm so busy I've lost track of days, but I think we got about 8 days, I think. 7 or 8, somewhere along there, Maria.
Well, Jim and I are going to make this show this year, and we are so excited.
Oh, we're so glad to have you.
We are coming, and Linda Murray told me last night on the phone that she's going to be there with y'all. And so how exciting is that? I mean, you just got it going on over there. So Jim just can't wait to get up there and learn something from you, Roland.
Thank you, thank you. Well, I learned something from you guys as well.
Thank you.
Well, listen.
We got 4 Olympians that's showing up there.
Wow.
This weekend, yes. We got, of course, Lee Haney is coming. Linda's coming. Then you got Derek Lunsford coming in. Then you got Natalia that's coming in. And we're actually holding a seminar in between prejudging and finals where those 4 Olympians is going to sit on stage and talk to the audience.
Wow, that is awesome.
Great idea.
Great idea, Roland. Just great. Well, I mean, you're putting on – I mean, it's not just an NPC show there. Tell us about what all you've got going on in Columbus, Georgia. And if you listeners out there, I know a lot of our people are you know, athletes and competitors, Roland. If they don't have anything to do, just to come see your show will be, you know, it would be a treat. So tell them what's all going to go on next weekend.
Yes, well, we got a pro-am. That means the pros are coming out. We're having open men's physique, masters men's physique, open figure with master's figure, master's bikini, and master wellness. These are IFBB pros. And actually, we got the, the Arnold Classic just happened, and the 3rd, 4th, and 5th placer from the Arnold Classic is actually coming to compete against each other here in the men's physique category.
Oh, it's, awesome.
It's going to be something. Yes, yes. In addition to that, you know, we got the expo that's going on, so we got strongman, powerlifting, jiu-jitsu, car and bike. We got a fit model search. We got so much going on until it's crazy.
It sounds like it. I'm just glad it's you and not me. I'm just kidding. I mean, that's a lot to do, and you do it so well, Roland, no doubt. We hear great things, over the past 2 or 3 years, you know, coming over from over there. We've had several people from South Georgia come over there and compete with you, and, I mean, they love coming to Columbus and to the Tri-City Classic.
Thank you, thank you. Well, you know, it's a team. The wife is involved and plus a bunch of other folks.
Well, of course, it takes a village or a city to put something like this on, doesn't it, Roland?
Yes, we actually got the mayor that's coming out to speak for a minute on Saturday evening at the finals. Got some city councilmen coming out, so we bringing out the whole shebang here.
Well, it sounds like. Well, tell us just a little bit about the times and where they can, what time is, you know, and what day is what, so that people can know. And then tell them how they can get in touch if they want to get tickets. Or you're still taking competitors, am I right?
Yes, yes. Sign up for competitors doesn't end until 4 o'clock Friday when the check-in ends. So they got all the way up to the end to come and sign up. But, you know, we got stuff going on Friday. The fit model search and the pro women are performing on Friday, prejudging and finals, which will start about 4 o'clock. And when it ends, it ends. Then we kick it off Saturday morning with the pro men starting at 8 o'clock prejudging. NPC will follow at 10 o'clock with their prejudging. Then we'll continue to do that. We get a break, and that's when the Olympians are going to talk to the people. Then we'll come back and kick it back up at 4 o'clock for the finals with the men pros and also with the NPC. So that's pretty much how it goes. They can go to the website, www.tricityclassic.com. They can get tickets, and they can, if you're a competitor, you can sign up there, or you can get the tickets at the door. However you need to do it, we're going to make it happen.
Listen, it just sounds like a great event. Jim and I we won't be able to be there until Saturday, but we are excited about it. And listen, we're looking forward to it, Roland.
Yes, we are.
And listen, we're still trying to get you down here in South Georgia. We need a posing clinic here. We got to come up with a date, but we're going to wait till after your show and see how I can twist your arm to come down here and help us.
All right, well, we'll make it happen. Just set the date.
All righty. Well, Roland, you have a great time, and thank you for calling.
Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity, and we'll see you guys in about 7 days.
That's right. See you soon. I believe, Jim, we already have Linda Murray on the phone. Let's see.
All right, let's see.
One second. All righty, caller, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi.
Hello. Welcome to Fit Talk. Linda Murray.
Hi.
Linda Murray, welcome to Fit Talk Radio. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
And where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Well, you're in a totally different time zone than us. So it's a little earlier for you, is it not?
That's right. It is. And we're always trying to keep up with East Coast because everything that goes on is based on your time. So I'm on your time.
Well, I'm glad to know that, Jim, that everything's based on our time. So that's exciting.
That's the only way I could keep straight.
Me too. I couldn't keep it straight either. I couldn't. Well, we just got off the phone with Roland Huff. We understand you're going to be there and three other Olympians that I didn't know about. Y'all are going to have a panel there. Yes, Roland was telling us all about that. How interesting that's going to be. Jim and I will be there. We can't wait to see y'all, y'all, and to see you, and to see the rest of them that we've never met. The rest of them, Jim, I don't think.
Yeah,
we've met
Roland. Roland
has
a great lineup. He really does. I mean, you know, second in the world. Derek Lunsford, and Ms. Olympia physique, Natalia Abraham Coelho. So he has an amazing lineup. He really does. And he did that well in advance before they actually placed second in the world and took home the title of Ms. Olympia physique.
Wow. Well, she looks great. I follow her, and she absolutely is stunning. I've actually messaged her back and forth a couple of times, but I mean, she don't really know us, I have a lot of respect for her. And of course, Lee Haney, Derek Lunsford, I mean, wonderful, but we've never met him.
Not to mention
the most impressive of all of them, Linda Murray.
Of course, right. The most gracious and the most beautiful person. I've already been talking about you, Miss Linda. I told him everything that you have been doing. I said, you know, she's just not been an entrepreneur. You know, she's a writer for Muscle and Fitness online. And, there's just so much that you have done besides being 8 times Miss Olympia. And, of course, that is such a huge thing.
Yeah, I just feel so very blessed. You know, Maria, we've been in this game a very long time. And for us to fast forward and then be here in 2023 among a completely different and expanded and evolved industry that we're in. Because when we started, it was just bodybuilding. Now
we've got
all of these divisions and all of this going on. So it's just really amazing.
You know, I told you last night we had a long conversation. And, you know, back in the day, you know, in the 70s and 80s, you know, we didn't have online training. We didn't have social media. I mean, we waited every month for that Muscle and Fitness to come out to see what y'all were eating. I mean, y'all were our trainers. Y'all were giving us the diets. Y'all were giving us the workouts in these magazines, in Muscle Mag, in Muscle and Fitness, you know, for her. And then then they divided it into Muscle and Fitness for her, you know, and then the regular Muscle and Fitness. And, you know, so, I mean, and I told you, and this is no lie, I had all these magazines in boxes that I saved. I mean, from years gone by, the muscle magazines, boxes and boxes. But I learned from you, from Corey Everson, from Rachel McLeish. You know, y'all were just my idols. And that's who I followed in the fitness world. But the only way I could follow you back then was through magazines.
Yeah, no, isn't that amazing?
Sure wasn't no internet.
No internet. No such thing as YouTube or, you know.
No internet. I know. And that's why I say, for me, it is still, I think I'm finally, truly getting used to this new way of, you know, social media and how fast technology is. And athletes having control of their images and promoting and marketing themselves versus the way we did it back in the day. I'm finally, truly on board with what's going on today. And it really is amazing. It was challenging at first. I must tell you, it was very challenging because I was really very much still, I love the physical and being able to touch and hold the book, hold the magazine, open up those pages, see the athletes on the covers, and then wait in anticipation for that that magazine to come out once a month.
Yeah.
And then to be in the line at a grocery store and then look over and see that magazine and see someone on the cover and say, oh, I know that person, or, you know. So, yeah, it's a new day.
And because those magazines only come out once a month, by the time the next issue came out, you'd probably read that other one cover to cover like three times.
Right. Absolutely. That's what I did. I mean, that's what I did. And, but, you know, it's just, it was such an honor to get to meet you and to, but Linda, I mean, you started somewhere. Tell us where you started and how you got into this great sport of bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I love health and fitness. I love working out. And so I started my exercise and health and fitness background started in track and field. I ran track in high school, I ran track in college, and then I was a cheerleader in high school and a cheerleader in college. So I was a collegiate cheerleader. I graduated from Western Michigan University, and my very first love was cheerleading. And during the 70s, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, they were the big thing. They were the hit. And that was my goal. I wanted to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. So I decided I'm going to try out for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and sure enough, I did do that. I tried out in 1983, and I actually made the final 45 girls for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. So that was like really exciting for me. I was coming to the just graduated from Western Michigan University. I had two problems. One was the fact that I was currently at that time a USFL cheerleader. So I'm going to try to grab all of this and wrap this up in a nice, neat package. But being that I was athletic, I had an athletic physique. And when you look at collegiate cheerleaders, they have, we do gymnastics, back handspring. So I had a strong upper body, strong, you know, legs. But at the time, I was not considered, how can I say, I was nowhere near as muscular as we see in the pictures that you see of me when I competed. But I had, at the time, a athletic physique versus what you see when you look at a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. So I make it all the way to the 45 women. The last cut will be 9 women, and the final would be 36 women to make the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. The coach at the time, Suzanne Mitchell, you guys know her. She also served under Tom Landry. Tom Landry was the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, And so I needed to lose more weight. Now, I had to come to terms with having an athletic physique versus the physique that you see and what we see now on bikini competitors.
Right.
So I never had that natural, I did not have that structure. I had more of a of being a mesomorph.
Right.
Having, you know, so that's really how I came to bodybuilding, is because I had to let go of my dream to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, because it was probably just not healthy for me to try to fit into a body that just wasn't me genetically. And that's how I started weight training. That's my story.
Wow. I mean, what a story, though. And, you know, a lot of, you know, and I'm going to, since you said this, let's back it up just a second here. You know, a lot of girls that I meet now, you know, wellness is a big thing. And a lot of the girls come to me, I want to be a wellness competitor. Well, you can't be a wellness competitor if you don't have that physique for it. Or
That's correct.
Or they're a fit, or they're a figure competitor and they want to be a bikini competitor. Or they're a bikini competitor. Now, they can work up to be a figure, but, you know, they need to stay in their lane. Good that you had enough sense and wisdom in that day and time to know, hey, this, even though I want to do this, my body is better somewhere else. And thank goodness you did, you know.
Yes.
And a lot of girls nowadays, you know, they want to fit into a mold that is not for them.
Yes.
We see that a lot with the female competitors. Some with the men, too, but probably more with the females.
Yeah, more with the females.
Yes, well, absolutely.
So where did you do your first show, Miss Linda, your first bodybuilding show?
My first bodybuilding show was in Michigan. I'm born in Detroit, Michigan, and my first bodybuilding show – I competed solely in the state of Michigan, and it took me four consecutive years to actually win the Michigan state title. So my first bodybuilding show was the Eastern Michigan bodybuilding competition, and then I went on to the Michigan state. So I competed in two competitions that first year. The second year, I believe I did three. And I averaged 2 to 3 shows per year until I finally won the Michigan state title in 1988. And so happy for it, because it paid off me making that decision in 1984 when I had to be an acceptance of my body and my physique, and that I wasn't going to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. And then I was introduced to weight training at Powerhouse Gym in Highland Park, Michigan. That was my first introduction to bodybuilders. That was something very foreign to me. Everything that I'd done prior to that was, you know, collegiate sports, outdoors, track and field, and this new world of athletes working out 5 days a week or 4 days a week, and understanding the importance of recovery and repair and all of the that goes into the bodybuilding and shaping the physique. So that was a whole new world. So in 1988, I won the Michigan state title. Then that very next year, 1989, I went on to the junior nationals. And I won the junior nationals, and then the next show that same year, I turned pro in 1989 in September of 1989 at the North American Championships. That was in Las Vegas. And then the following year in 1990, my pro debut, I won the Ms. Olympia in 1990. So Corey Everson, our role model, because she was my role model too, Maria, she was Miss Olympia in 1989. She retired in 1989. And I was blessed enough to have that success and in 1990 win my pro debut and win the world's title in 1990 in New York at the Beacon Theater.
Wow. And then you continued to win eight times.
Yes.
That's a long time. I mean, I think you and Lee Haney hold the record.
Yeah, well, I do not hold the record for women. The Iris Kyle after me. So Iris Kyle, she's won the Ms. Olympia. I believe she won the Ms. Olympia 10 times. She is, out of all men and women, the most winning, I would say, bodybuilder.
Okay.
Men and women. So, yeah, she's very unique in that. I take my hat off to her. I have mad respect for the for her accomplishment. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, you know, back in the day when you were comparing, I mean, it was just bodybuilding. It was just women's bodybuilding.
That's right.
And now we have so many divisions. I mean, these women here just do not understand how blessed and lucky they are. Because back in my day, you did bodybuilding or you did nothing.
And now it's really great because, I mean, you and I started during the same time. And, when I look at the different divisions and I say, wow, you know, would I still be a bodybuilder? Like, if I had the opportunity to make that decision today, where would my, knowing what I know and my physique and my structure, my natural genetics, where would I fit in? And I still want to say that I'd be a bodybuilder. And the reason for that is just knowing and understanding my genetics. Women's physique, in my head, I think I would be a women's physique competitor. But those competitors, their conditioning, and also a lot of times they're smaller. I just have a bigger frame. I'm 5'5", and so I never, like, weighed 120 pounds that I can remember. I know I weighed 120 pounds, but on stage at my best, I was 145 pounds.
So that's big. I mean, that's pretty big.
Yes, that's pretty big. What was your weight, Maria, when you
were?
I
was a little girl, 110, 115 pounds when mm-hmm. I competed. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was tiny.
Okay.
I was a little tiny thing. But you are, we saw you, you're still a very fit woman. And, I mean, you're not 25 anymore. You're not 35. You're not 45.
No.
You know.
No, I'm 61.
Yeah, and you look absolutely fabulous, Miss Linda. I can still see where the pectoral muscles are split, you know, in your chest.
Yeah.
I mean, you what do you think, Jim?
Yeah, you're right. She looks great, and I'm not even going to say she looks great for her age because she just looks great. Period.
That's right. She just looks. She looks yeah. great. Period. Just a great yeah. advocate for the sport.
Thank you.
But
thank
listen,
you.
y'all been talking about how the sport has really progressed, especially for women, and it reminds me of a story that our friend Iris Davis tells. Mm-hmm. And Maria, how old is Iris Davis?
79 years young.
Okay, and as far as we know, might be the oldest competitive, mm-hmm. actually mm-hmm. competing, competitive mm-hmm. Female bodybuilder in the United States, as far as we know. But mm-hmm. she tells the story, years and years ago, her first ever bodybuilding, there wasn't even a women's division, so she had to get on stage and compete against the men, and I think she said she yes. placed second.
She placed second with
wow.
men. I believe that was in Ireland, Jim.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's still where she's from. And, yeah, she competed against men. Was that not crazy or what? women wouldn't do that now,
I know. But I think that lets you know, based on where she was. She's 79 now. So I look at her and she laid the foundation. She's a pioneer.
Absolutely.
She laid the foundation for all of us,
She absolutely
and
did.
She was passionate about it, obviously, that she wanted to compete, and she did what she had to do.
Yeah, and you got to respect those people for doing that and making it easier for the ones that came after.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't even lift a weight till she was 55, Miss Linda.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't start lifting until she was 55 years old. That's what she's told us.
And I'm hoping that, and I think that's what's so beautiful about it is that what we're teaching, what we want the world to know and women out there to know is that, like, it's kind of, it's common for us to say, oh, you look good for your age. No, you're just, at 60, you can be amazing. At 79, you can be amazing. It's when you learn and understand the power of weight training and resistance training, people want to categorize, and they, when you talk about bodybuilding, that word bodybuilding, in most people, mainstream's mind, they think that it means some big, bulky, muscular female that looks like a man, and they have all these images, and so they still want to say that weight training, resistance training, that that's not for women, not understanding that the benefits that in weight training, in resistance training, is truly the fountain of youth, meaning that the definition of what a 60-year-old woman would look like, or a 79 or 80-year-old woman, or a woman that starts weight training at 55, it's endless. There's so much available to you, and the knowledge and understanding. So it's, we're growing, and that's what we're trying to do, is educate people to let them know.
Good point. Good point.
And understand.
Yes. And let's just go ahead and point out, you know, especially to the women that are listening, because we have a lot of females who listen that are not necessarily into the sport of bodybuilding specifically, but you know, I'm sure you hear this all the time. They're afraid to get in the gym and lift weights. They say, oh, I don't want to just, you know, I don't want to bulk up and get these muscles and look like a man, et cetera, et cetera. You know, getting in there and doing some resistance training, lifting some weights, you know, is good for you in so many ways. It'll help you lose weight. It will make you healthier. It will increase your functional health. It'll help you just firm up. You know, some of these ladies say, well, I don't like my jiggly arms, either these where my triceps should be. I'm just jiggle. Well, you know, get in there and do some resistance training, lift a little bit of weights. You're not going to go in there, you know, a couple of times a week and just casually lift weight and all of a sudden just look like a bodybuilding competitor.
Linda Murray or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Don't we wish it was that easy? You
know? Yeah, we wish it was that easy.
The people who get that look are intentionally, you know, they're working hard to get that look. They're intentionally and have specific routine, a specific strategy to do that. You're not going to go in to your local gym, you know, two or three times a week, just lifting to lift, you know, boost your metabolism, lose some weight, and all of a sudden these muscles are just going to jump on you. So, you know, don't worry, ladies. If that's not the look you're going for, that's not really the look you're going to get. You have to specifically work at that.
Yes.
Well, Miss Linda, you are doing a project right now. I mean, you've done several things on television, on Netflix, several documentaries. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, what a great career you've had. I was just amazed when you sent me over your resume. I said, oh my gosh, Jim, look what she's done. So much. But tell us a little bit about that. You've done several documentaries.
Yes. I mean, you know, the thing I think that's really beautiful about it is I can just tell you real quickly that when I told my mother that I wanted to start bodybuilding, and she started to watch my body transform. And here she has a daughter first that's going to graduate with a college degree. I had a great job. And she was like, why do you want to, like, quit your job and go and be a personal trainer? She wasn't understanding, right? And so when I won the Olympia, luckily within that short period of time, that four-year period on my way to becoming a professional bodybuilder and making a living doing that, at that point, everything changed. My mom, my dad, we got to travel around the world. I've been throughout Europe. My mother has as well. And I had all these different types of responsibilities and jobs. And probably the first one was, you know, you become a model in a sense. Like,
right.
You know, and I had to learn how to be photographed, and then I had to learn how to walk up to a mic and speak to a live audience. I had to learn how to do like television programming. I've been on several of the, back in the day, I was on Geraldo Rivera's show twice, Oprah Winfrey, back Sally Jesse Raphael back then, the talk shows were big, and that type of television programming was very different from being on a movie set. Later on, I was actually in the movie The Ridiculous Six. Adam Sandler actually hired me, and I got that job because they were looking for someone to play. They wanted a muscular woman to play Terry Crews. You guys know Terry Crews.
Right.
He's a famous bodybuilder.
Yeah.
I mean,
we like Terry.
Famous actor. Yes. And so I played his mother on The Ridiculous Six, and they wanted a female bodybuilder because, you know, Terry's very muscular, and he's silly, and he can dance. He's a comedian. So they wanted a female bodybuilder that could dance. And so I auditioned for the part, and I got it because I have that cheerleading background, so I could dance. I know Terry Crews. I knew, you know, kind of what they were looking for, and I got the part. And we did that, the filming in New Mexico. I got to hang out with Adam Sandler. So that was really awesome. So my world really opened up by me, and let me say this, by me really being passionate about health and fitness, and then I fell in love with weight training because I had that discipline, and I fell in love with that discipline, and just all these other doors opened. I've been in major magazines like Allure magazine. I've been in the swimsuit edition and Sports Illustrated. They full, you know, page of me in the Sports Illustrated. So for my mom, she looked and said, wow, you know, thank God, like, I love my daughter and I support her, and I supported her through what looked and appeared to be like she was throwing her life away. But it turns out that because she was passionate about it and an independent thinker and decided to compete in bodybuilding, she's reached this level and done some things that, you know, I even think, oh my goodness, like, how amazing is that? So yes, I've had some wonderful opportunities.
Well, you've got one that's coming out on VH1 soon.
Yes, soon. And it's a series, and Monica, her name is Monica. Everyone knows Monica. She's well-known singer, but she's the host. Monica is probably, I'm going to say she's maybe 20, maybe 30 years younger than me. But I'm really excited about that. It's a series, and it's just about different, some athletes, some celebrities, and they use me as an expert on the history of the sport of bodybuilding, and to talk about a couple in particular and their journey. So it'll be out. I believe the first episode's already started. And I'll give you more information on when that will actually air, but it is in the process of being aired within a couple of weeks.
Well, one of the subjects that you were talking about, earlier, I watched just a little clip, was, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to hear this. I mean, and you made it. You made fitness a career. I made fitness a career in a different way than you did, obviously, a much smaller scale. I was just trying to feed three children and keep the roof over my head, you know. But here in South Georgia, there is some success. People think I've had some success in the fitness industry, and I guess I have. I did make it a career, like you, in a different way. But, you know, how can these young people, and there's so many pros these days, there's so many personal trainers, there's so many programs, you know, how can they make money in the fitness industry?
Well, I think that with social media, and with the internet, you can actually be in control of your marketing and your promoting. You do not have to go and do like we did, pay $500 a month to be in the Yellow Pages or,
right.
you know.
yeah, the Yellow Pages, some people don't even, I doubt my children would even know what the Yellow Pages was.
Or how to use them.
Or how to use them, right.
Or how to use them. Now, there's so much they can do. Back in the day, we had to pay a photographer.
Right.
Or we had to pay for a videographer to create a video. They can create their own videos. They can, blogging. And I think the key to this social media, this technology, is, first of all, the key in anything that you do in regards to business, whatever it is, you really need to be passionate about it. You need to truly have the passion for that thing that you're doing,
Amen.
Whatever it may be in fitness.
Amen.
You do, because with that, no matter what we do, when you look at people that have accomplished a lot, there will be hurdles and there will be valleys and hills. But when you love something, when you meet up with that hurdle or you don't make it over the hurdle, or you go around the hurdle, like you love it so much and you're determined. And because you're doing it, because you love it, and it's not really so much about the money. Money is great, and money will definitely come when you find that thing. So within the fitness industry, there's so many opportunities. I love competing, and I loved weight training, right, and competing. So I was passionate about that, and I was successful at that. But at a certain point, I can't continue to do that. But I still love weight training. I still train, and so that I never gave up. But I was not that great at owning a gym. I did own a gym, and I owned and operated a gym for 5.5 years. I was passionate about my clientele. I was passionate about working with women and men and helping them and understanding, introducing them to weight training and making transformations physically. But owning and operating a gym and having the overhead and dealing with employees and payroll and liabilities and all of that kind of stuff, that was the one thing that at that age I wasn't really passionate about.
Right.
I was a strong person and followed through, and I was able to manage and ended up, you know, selling the facility. But what I've learned is I know now what I'm passionate about in health and fitness. And because of that, that's why I'm still here.
Well, you're certainly one of the ones have certainly made it in so many areas, so successful in so many areas, and you're still going, Miss Linda. I mean, you have not faded into the woodwork. I mean, Jim and I are excited about the Atlanta Pro. We're going to be up there. We're going to cover. So we've been talking about it on the air. We'll be talking about it until July. And, you know, not only that, I mean, your career in television, your career, I didn't know that you had your own anti-aging products. No wonder your skin is so beautiful. And that face, your face is just absolutely, her face looks, I would say that you were not a day over 40 years old. Just by looking at your skin, Miss Linda. No kidding. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Jim, no wonder her face looks like that. I'm fixing to call her and find out. Tell me what you're doing, Miss Linda. I need some of that stuff you're putting on your face. I'm always looking for that.
Into my anti-aging product.
That is phenomenal. Beautiful. I did not know that. Learned something new about you today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Tell everybody just a bit about how they can find out about those products.
Okay, the name of the company is Crystal Planet Nutrition, and you can buy the products on Amazon. You can also go to my website, crystalplanetnutrition.com. My first product that I put out that's on the market is ashwagandha, and it's It's a combination of ashwagandha and rhodiola, and it those two they are adaptogens, and the body naturally it's such an important ingredient that it's been around for 3,000 years. The it's what you call Ayurvedic medicine, so natural, organic, and it's used predominantly in abundance in India and China, and it just, what it does is it adapts to the body. So women that have, they're going through menopause, hot flashes, it's great at that. It helps to balance the body. So when I was introduced to ashwagandha, that really changed, changed my life, because I was going through that process of through perimenopause and into menopause, and it helped me tremendously. And that's how I got into anti-aging. The next product coming out is NO2. That should be out within 2 weeks, nitric oxide. And that's something also I'm focusing on supplements that, that the main population, general population, it's something that both bodybuilders and people that are mainstream. So it's not a protein powder or lose weight fast. Those things will come, but I wanted something that I could compete in the market, and something that was that I use and love. And when I discovered it, I thought that was amazing. So, guys, you can find me at crystalplanetnutrition.com. And, yeah, so I'm really excited about that. That's like my baby. I'm really, like I said, passionate, very passionate about that.
Well, I was just excited to hear about that, because that was something that I did not know, obviously, about mm-hmm. you. And so it was very, very interesting to me. And mm-hmm. I'm always looking for something that's, and Jim could tell you a whole story about hormones. I'm always talking about my hormones at 64. Mm-hmm. You can imagine what, you know, going through menopause. Yes. I mean, you've been there.
After hearing her, tell me, one thing after another, all related to hormones, pretty soon she'd tell me about an ailment. And before she could say, I'd say, it's your hormones.
mm-hmm. He would make fun of me, Miss Linda.
Yes,
I said,
no.
I told him, well, our species would be dead if we had to count on men to have our babies, right? So they would not be giving birth, would they?
No, girl, it is a roller coaster ride. I know when I first experienced that, I thought to myself, oh, my goodness, this just isn't fair.
No, it's not fair.
Y'all can have all that.
I've got some serious questions for God when I get to heaven, Miss Linda. So me and him are going to have a sit-down talk. Well, listen, mm-hmm. there is a lot of women trying to get into bodybuilding, and what advice could you give a new girl who is trying, a novice who is trying to get into this sport? What advice would you give her? What's the best advice you could give her?
Mm.
Or any athlete, male or female?
Yeah. I would say first is to, take it one step at a time. It's really important to, there's so much information out there that's available, first of all, today, versus what we had available to us. There's so much information. But to young people, young women, young men, with the social media being so dominant, I approach them in this conversation and saying, you'll have women out there that have 100,000 followers. But you have to really understand that you also have power. And that within you, you have to figure out what works for you. So stay in your lane. It's beautiful to admire influencers and other professional bodybuilders, bikini champions, Ms. Olympia. I don't care if they have a million followers. At the end of the day, you have to figure out what works for you. So if you see someone that you admire and you're following them for whatever reasons, and they may have a great workout program, they may tell you that they're on a diet, you see that they are authentically representing brands that they truly believe in, that they truly use, and you take that information and you try to maybe pick something up from that, and you have to be consistent and not all over the place. So stay focused and say, okay, I don't weight train, and this girl has great legs, and I love the way she trains, and I'm going to follow her routine. We'll try to follow her routine consistently so that you know how that works for you.
Well, I think that's great advice.
That's very important. I think that with social media, it's what they call fear of missing out. It's called FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. And it runs the whole social media is so foremost like in our young people's mind.
Right.
You know? And you and me, like we got to look at a magazine and there were like 10 girls in there, maybe 5 girls or 3 girls.
Right.
You know, and again, it was easier for us to focus. There's the magazine, one woman, one exercise program, and it was in there for that month.
For that month, that's right. So that's that month we did that. I did that routine. Then the next month, I did somebody else's routine. You know, yeah.
That's right. That's right. So that's why I'm saying I think that that's so key when we're talking to our young people to let them know their power. Like, you have to know your power. And it's wonderful to admire, but do your best to try to, like, don't worry about missing out. Fear of missing out. Don't worry. And just find that one thing and stay consistent at it. And then from there, you'll learn and you will be able to grow and manifest all these wonderful things that's coming for you. Because you're fabulous.
There you go. Well, I mean, I think that's great advice, Jim, don't you?
Absolutely, and thank you for sharing that.
Miss Linda, thank you so much for being on our show tonight. You have just been a great guest. We appreciate it, and we so look forward to seeing you next weekend.
I know. I get to see you guys. I look forward to you both. So thank you, Maria. Thank you, Jim, so much for inviting me. And we're going to hang out. I'm looking forward to coming home because I feel like Georgia, that's where my mom is and my family. My grandmother and my grandfather were born in Georgia, and they eloped to Michigan. And that's how I got to Michigan. So
wow.
I'm so excited because I'm coming back home.
And you're out in Phoenix now, right?
Yeah.
So nothing against Arizona, but we need to get you back here to God's country.
That's right. Yeah, I'm just here temporarily. I'm not a West Coast girl at all. That's for sure. I just work here.
You just work there. Well, listen, Miss Linda, again, thank you for being so gracious, and you certainly are that, and we appreciate you telling your story to our listeners here on Fit Talk Radio, on the air, and online. If you want to listen to this again, you can go to valdostatoday.com and go to Talk Radio. You can see Miss Linda Murray on Facebook. It'll be posted for the next 30 days. So, Miss Linda, thank you again, and God bless.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
See you soon.
All right.
What a great guest, Jim.
Yes, yes.
I think we had a little technical difficulty on Facebook there at the end, and I'm sorry about that. We want to thank everybody that joined us today. We didn't get to call as many names today. I think it's Sean Eichenberry.
Sean Eichenberry, he's at either Wintersville Fitness or Valdosta Bike Center.
Right.
I'm not sure where he is right now at almost 7 o'clock, but I know he's working hard somewhere.
Pam Quick, I know, Sid got on. Ashley Williams got on. Patricia, thank you for telling us that you couldn't hear our guest. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Wendy Curtis is watching.
Wendy Curtis, thank y'all for joining us. So I really appreciate it. And Charles Clark, if you're out there, you know, I don't know what's happened or why you can't find us, but we sure have been missing you to join us.
That's right. It's not the same without Charles.
Not the same without Charles Clark. So, Mike, thank you for doing a great job on us today. Hopefully we'll figure out what the little technicality was, but and we are sorry about that. But a great show. Roland Huff, the Tri-City Classic, is over in Columbus, Georgia next weekend. We will be on vacation next week, so we will not have a Thursday night show on the air. We might be on Facebook Live down in St. Augustine, though. We might pull up, and I might show my treasure of gold that I have found with my metal detector.
Oh, I hope so.
Me too. That would be fun. But great show. Thank y'all for joining us tonight.
Everybody, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.